Welcome to the Digital Families Podcast. I'm Leonie Smith, sometimes known as the Cyber Safety Lady. I'm a cyber safety educator, and this podcast is all about learning how to use the digital technology in our homes with more safety and balance. My guest today is Beck Nguyen from Telethon Kids Institute. She's the project manager of the Beacon app, a cyber safety educational app designed to keep parents and carers up to date with trusted, tailored information to help keep their kids safe online. Hi, Beck. Welcome to the Digital Families Podcast.
Hi, Leonie. Thanks so much for having me. I've been following you for quite some time and the amazing work that you do as well over the past couple of years. So it's actually really exciting to be part of the podcast. So thank you.
Thank you, Beck. Tell us about Telethon Kids. As we are here in Sydney and you are over there in Western Australia, it's probably better known in WA. So this obviously goes nationally, and I believe there are some people internationally who listen to this podcast. What does Telethon Kids do?
Okay, so Telethon Kids Institute, not to be commonly confused with the Telethon weekend that Western Australia have, we are one of the biggest beneficiaries of that donation drive. So we have the naming rights to that. So a lot of the donations that come out of that Telethon weekend come towards us. And so Telethon Kids Institute is a not-for-profit, and we're based in the new Perth Children's Hospital here in Perth in Western Australia, and we're actually known as one of the most successful research institutes in the whole of Australia. And the institute comprises of a really diverse team of around about 1,000 staff, students and honorees, and basically researching almost any childhood disease or issues that you can actually think of. And so I'm the digital projects manager in a team led by Professor Donna Cross, and our team are called the Health Promotion and Education Research Team, and we've been conducting cyber safety research for over about 14 years and creating a number of different educational resources, as well as working alongside young people, families, teachers and schools. And the last thing I'd mention is the vision of Telethon Kids Institute is happy, healthy kids. And our goal as a whole institute is to really make a difference in our community, which will benefit children and families everywhere around Australia.
Okay, so I found out about you through the Beacon app, which I saw was being promoted on some of my colleagues' social media, as well as the eSafety Commissioner's Office. Can you tell us about how that came about? What led you to developing the Beacon app? And just tell our audience a little bit about what it does, how it works.
Yeah, sure thing. So throughout our years of research together working with families, the first thing that we saw is an obvious need for there to be a one-stop shop resource that could support parents to support their children using technology safely. So we heard from parents really around their lack of confidence in navigating, this ever-changing world of technology, where to go for trusted and up-to-date personalized information for their families, and information that can be delivered to them without having to go searching for it. And from our work, we knew that there currently wasn't really anything out there, especially not in a downloadable app, you know, that they can get things from in their fingertips. And so we're really fortunate enough that in 2019, Bankwest over here in WA also recognised that this was a problem, the whole cyber safety issue in the community. And they were providing funding to our team to develop the Beacon cyber safety app.
So tell us how the app actually works. What happens when you download it? How would a parent be using it?
Great. So great person. There's a number of different features that we've made within the app, together working with the community and parents and cyber educators to really make sure that we're addressing all of the needs of our end users, which is ultimately parents and carers, educators. And we're finding actually even young people are using it as well. But it was predominantly an app for parents and carers of any age children from 0 to 18. So one of the things that we knew we needed to have is really a library of information that covered all aspects of the digital world. So one of the first things that we did, aside from looking at our own research, was to look at partnering with other national and globally recognised experts in cyber safety. So that included Australia's eSafety Commissioner and a lot of cyber educators and tech experts around Australia. And we also leaned on a little bit of common sense media as well around some of the reviews of apps and things like that. And so the Beacon Library, first of all, has hundreds and hundreds of snippet size articles and short videos as well, covering everything from the latest apps and games that's out there and how to set those parental control settings on there if your children are using those apps, to conversation starters about tricky topics like relationships and pornography, for example. And we also provide ensure that most of the articles that's in there are providing practical tips and strategies for things like our common issues that we're seeing, such as cyberbullying, screen time use, which we like to call techno tantrums, you know, when trying to get devices off children, and also gaming and gaming addiction as well. So you're able to either browse all of those articles as you like, or we actually have inbuilt a clever Beacon search engine where it allows you to not only search for things such as Snapchat or TikTok, but you can actually ask it a question such as, is my child ready for social media? Because a lot of parents have told us that they don't really know what they don't know. So how can they possibly search for things if they don't know actually what's out there? So mm-hmm. the engine is able to understand those sorts of questions. We've also developed a child profile that you can actually input into Beacon. And this is to specify the age of your child, the types of devices that are in your home. So if you're an Apple user or a Microsoft user, but then also taking into account things such as tablets, laptops, smart TVs, smart appliances even, and then also indicating the areas of interest that you're most interested in. And there's a section in the Beacon app called For You, and it's literally for that. So it's tailoring all the information that you've provided the app. And each time you open up Beacon, it'll actually provide you with recommended articles based on your children's ages and the devices and things that you've indicated in the home.
So here we are in lockdown, Beck, and a lot of families are in lockdown over the school holidays. Does the app work as far as helping parents to find good things to do as well? So could a parent be saying, look, what are some safe messaging apps my child could use, or what are some safe games or educational platforms my child could use?
Yeah, absolutely. So when we first actually launched Beacon in September of last year, we were obviously going through the COVID lockdown period. So we're seeing this huge resurgence of children being online and schooled at home. So we knew one of the important things is to be able to have that information readily available for parents. So we were definitely recommending different set strategies and tips around online and offline balance, just knowing, you know, how to balance being online and doing homework versus just being online and playing games. We also knew that it was very important to think about screen time and some of the guidelines in place as well. So really focusing on not necessarily quantity now, but really quality of what they're doing. And so quality as in, you know, being able to access those apps or games or things that actually providing that educational component. So in there, we've certainly have reviewed a number of different educational apps that are being recommended through schools. So there's a section in there that you can look at things like that. We also look at some other media as well. So for some of the younger children, for example, looking at things like podcasts that might be helpful to just keep them off, you know, screen time and being able to listen to things instead. So yeah, we've got a lot of information on that.
I've seen quite a few questions about podcasts recently, actually, from parents on social media platforms that I'm on, parenting platforms. Parents that want their child to listen to a podcast or a story without giving them an actual phone. And some of the suggestions that have been coming through are things like Bluetooth speakers or using a smart speaker. Is that something that might be covered in the app as well?
There is what we try and do is look at different smart devices in the home. So we do a very quick review on these devices such as Alexa and Google Home and things like that. So you can certainly search for those sorts of things in the Beacon app to just provide you with an overview on that. And where there might be a subscription fee, for example, on any software, a lot of things that get searched, for example, is parental control software such as Family Zone and things like that. We also specify, you know, if there's costs involved too.
And are there any costs involved with the app, or is it free to download?
It's completely free to download. And with the work that we're doing together with the eSafety Commissioner, there is no intention to ever have any price put on the app, as this is, you know, freely available information that I think really important for parents to be able to access without having that barrier of having to pay to access this information.
I know another very important question that parents have is about mobile phone use and perhaps when they should buy their child or give their child a mobile phone and how to manage that. Is that something that the Beacon app covers as well? Do you have articles on that area?
We do. There's a lot of questions and not really just around phones, but around apps and games and things like that. We call that pester power. My friend's mum said it's okay for them to use it. Why can't I? So pester power is a good term that you can use to search for things in the Beacon app. And we look at addressing these things in quite foundational ways. So we don't specifically talk about why you can't be on Instagram or anything like that, but really those are general advice that you can read into to be able to say no to kids if that's what you've decided in your household. So if it is that you as a parent you don't feel like your child is ready for a device, there's advice around the importance of saying no, and at the end of the day you still are the parent and you do have those rules in place. So thinking about things like alcohol use, if your 8-year-old came to you and said, can I try that that sip of alcohol or something like that, parents are very quick to say no to that. So just thinking about things similarly, how you do have that power to say no to your child and to stick to it as well.
I think one of the biggest issues for parents that I'm hearing is that pester power, the fact that they also may have given their child access to something that they then later find out is harmful or has been harmful to their child, and how to then go back on something that they've said. Have you found that that's been an issue in your research as well?
Yeah, absolutely. I think because one of the things that parents tell us is, again, knowing where to get that trusted information from. And we are finding lots of parents are turning to their peers and colleagues and friends and asking them, what are you doing about this app that's out there and things like that? And so often it's not always, the way to do things, or they just follow suit because one parent has said, no, it's absolutely fine. They can play Roblox or whatever without actually doing that sort of information. So I think for those parents who then sort of come back and say, oops, now my child's on a Roblox or Minecraft or whatever it is, and we can't get them off it, or, how do we kind of reverse what we do there? We have a feature in the Beacon app, which as far as we know, might be the world's first digital family agreement built into an app that's tailored for your family. Mm-hmm. And what this digital agreement is it really sets the boundaries and rules in place as a family. So not only you as a parent telling your child, where they can use the device or the amount of hours and the types of apps and things, but it also gives children the opportunity to speak to their parents as well around, the same sorts of rules that parents should put in place against how much time parents should be on their phones and things like that as well. And so this digital family agreement, it breaks down the agreement into different sections that we've recommended to speak as a family. So everything from device use, how long you can use the device for, where you can use the device for, but also setting boundaries around if you are going to use social media or gaming, thinking about your behavior, so if you come across any content that, as a young child makes you feel uncomfortable or wanting to use the chat feature, it actually breaks all of this down and it provides rules around whether they can or can't do this. And if they do see something that they feel uncomfortable with, there's a rule to say, I will speak to someone about that, or I'll speak to mum and dad about that. And so really, setting this family agreement in place then enables you to be able to, at the end of it, you can actually sign it. So you've both, agreed on it as parents and children, print it off and put it on your fridge, for example, and you can always refer back to it. So even in the case that, a child may be on, a new app or game that you're having trouble getting them offline, for example, you can always refer to that agreement saying, don't forget we agreed on this time and these were the consequences that we spoke about if they're broken. And so it's a contract basically that you can always refer back to.
That sounds great. If parents, when they're using the app, have something that they find isn't covered in the app, like a new game that's come out, or maybe there's something that they're a bit confused about, is there somewhere in the app where they can perhaps, report back or make a comment or something like that?
So the way the app is built at the moment, there is a section in there's a support section as well that we've included as probably one of the last features that I'll mention. And this is just around reporting any incidents that might occur, in their everyday life. And this section was built together in collaboration with the eSafety Commissioner and Think You Know, who are part of the Australian Federal Police. So that's the reporting steps that they can actually follow if they do come across any of those serious incidents. But in that support section, there is also a way that they can contact the Beacon team. But through the way the app has been built, we are able to see analytics behind the scenes. So we're actually able to see what parents are searching for. And so this has been quite a powerful tool in seeing exactly what they're searching for, and especially around those new apps and games and things. So every week our team will look at these analytics and we'll note down any of those new apps and games that are obviously giving zero results because we haven't written about it. We then turn to the eSafety Commissioner or any of our partners, which includes our cyber tech educators, and see if there's anything written around the advice and what that particular app is. And our team are able to turn that around quite quickly to get that uploaded into the Beacon app pretty much as quickly as we work on it. So our quickest turnaround time has been about 2 hours from the time that we've seen something searched for to the time that we've actually released the article or found a video talking about what that particular app or issue is.
Okay. So what are some of the things that parents are searching for? what's the number one thing? Maybe it's like, how do I get my kid to stop doing blah, blah, blah?
So actually one of the great things that we can actually do as well is for parents who have decided to put in a profile of the ages of their children, we can actually break down what parents are searching for based on the age groups, which is really quite a unique aspect of the app. And it helps inform us as well as other cyber educators to know what are the things that we can probably either do more research into or just tell parents more about. So lately we did a 6-month review of all of the analytics behind Beacon just recently. And the top 10 trending issues is definitely around the apps and devices. So TikTok's been right up there. Roblox has been right up there. Lots of searching of different apps and games such as Minecraft, and then also how to set those parental control settings as well. Mm-hmm. However, we are finding from the younger age group, definitely the biggest search is around screen time. So what is a safe amount of screen time, or, you know, what are the rules around screen time? And the article that we've written around that is aligned with the American Academy of Pediatrics. It's quite an old guideline. And the reason why it hasn't been updated recently is because technology is moving just so fast. And so, you know, at the moment it's saying, you know, no screen time for those under 2. And we know in the real world, this isn't the case because parents are giving, you know, devices to young children to keep them still because they're making dinner or whatever. And so we are now sort of having that recommendation, as I mentioned before, around the quality of the screen time as opposed to the quantity of time.
Yeah. Okay, well, that sounds fantastic. And where can people download the Beacon app? Just from the usual mobile stores?
That's right. Good. So it's free to download. They can search for Beacon Cyber Safety in either the App Store or Google Play, and that should come up as the first results.
Fantastic. Thanks for talking to us today, Beck. That was just it's a fabulous idea, and I highly recommend parents go and download it and have a go. And I'll put all the links on the podcast and the website.
Yeah, fantastic. Thank you so much for having me. Just to reiterate again, we would love for our parents and those listening as well to download the Beacon app and let us know what you think, if you like using it. And if you do, please share it around as well. And thanks for this opportunity.
You're very welcome. Thanks, Beck. Thank you for listening to the Digital Families podcast today. If you like this podcast, leave us a review or some feedback on YouTube or your favorite podcast app. I'd love to hear what you think. Maybe you have a suggestion for a potential guest. Tune in again next week for our next chat about all things digital and how it affects families.